Lads have been training hard over the last 4 or 5 weeks now, and really looking forward to a big match. You can sense that championship week's in it, and there's that certain amount of bite over the last number of weeks, and the lads are really looking forward to the occasion and looking forward to getting that big performance in that's going to get a result.
You had a number of players missed quite a bit of the National League, Ryan McHugh, Mark Anthony McGinley. How are they?
Yeah, listen, they're okay. Yeah, they've been back training, and yeah, all systems go now. So listen, as I say, we have a decision to make now on the 15th it starts, and then on the panel, and we'll have a few headaches between now and Sunday, but those are the headaches that you want lads fit and ready to go, and that's it.
Well, there's seems to be a trend now as well to keep good players in reserve, or certain players that you can throw in for the last 10-15 minutes, see if you lift. Maybe is that something that's on your mind now, or do you go with the best 15 from one go?
You have to look at all aspects of the game, and you know there's no point maybe bringing in 4 or 5 young lads maybe near the end, or you know we probably do need a bit of experience, and sometimes it's just it's a balancing act, to be quite honest, and certain games and can take certain you know, we didn't finish it. We looked at the Mayo game, where we didn't finish that game out, and maybe with a bit more experience on the field, we lost Neil McGee and Paddy McGrath stages towards the last 15 minutes in that game. But listen, every game's different, and as I say, the players that we're putting out next Sunday, whether that's the first 15 or the guys coming off the bench, I know will do a job.
Tell me, obviously got relegated in the league, but on reflection, I suppose, with time as well, it wasn't that bad a league for, you know, there was a lot of maybe hard luck stories and a lot of narrow defeats.
There was, and you know, we did play well for a lot of matches, no doubt about it. We were very competitive in all the games. We used an awful lot of players. I think it was 37 players used. So that game time that a lot of those younger lads got will hopefully stand by them now. And it was a very competitive Division 1, some really great games. And you know, a lot of these lads stood up, to be quite honest, and a lot of positives to take from it. And as I say, that's what we've taken out of the league, and to move on to the championship. Yeah, we need to take it to another level, and I'm hoping that's what we've done over the last 5-6 weeks.
Talk to me about Cavan. You mentioned the game promotion. You know, coming in on the back of a good league, albeit that they suffered a big defeat in the league final.
Yeah, listen, I wouldn't read too much into the league final, Tom. To me, it was a very open game, in 8 goals. Very seldom would you see that amount of goals in Croke Park in any game. And they have a number of very, very good players, no doubt about it. I know Darren McVitie picked up an injury in that game, and you know, some doubts over him. But you know, he had the likes of Cian Mackey and Garrod McKiernan, the likes of Martin Riley, and Kieran, all good players, really good players. And a lot of these players have won, you know, an awful lot of Ulster under 21 medals too over the last 7-8 years. And you know, those guys are coming into McCool Park, and I'm sure they'll be a bounce in their step after they're getting promotion back into Division 1. So we know it's going to be a difficult task. We know it's going to be a match that we're going to have to be on top of our game, but we're hoping to get that performance. And as I said, the lads have really, really worked hard and trained hard over the last 5-6 weeks.
Talk to me about McCool Park, because Manny McLennan reckons it's a cauldron and really a tough place to go. You've had your experience both as a player and a manager here. Is it an advantage?
Well, listen, we've got to make it an advantage, Tom. We've got to get that support behind us. We've got to get that Donegal support really backing us, and we've got to get the performance to that level, as I said, that's going to excite them. And if we do that, then McCool Park is always a difficult place for any opposition to come into, and we're hoping that's going to be the same this Sunday.
Yeah. Tell me, back to the preparations, how did they go?
Yeah, preparations have gone well, Tom, I have to say. Yeah, the lads have worked really, really well, really hard, and we've given it a big lift now since they started at the end of the National League campaign. You know, we played the National League campaign, and probably the season started on the 1st of January and went into McKenna Cup the first weekend, and all of a sudden you're playing nearly, I think, 11 out of 12 weekends and so on. So it was very difficult to get back in. There was a lot of recovery days, there was a lot of stuff that we probably didn't get covered, but you know, over the last 5-6 weeks we had a sustained period where we could get out, you know, 3 nights a week and get that work done, and that's important.
Did the new format where the April was designated for clubs, was that a hindrance to your preparations?
Listen, not really. I mean, the lads were off. You know, they played, I think, four league matches, and that was always the plan, that the guys were always going to be playing. Listen, the last weekend of the month, naturally enough, we're only 2 weeks out from championship, so the players have to be with us. And you know, it's probably an unfair rule in terms of where teams are at, and I spoke about that there earlier on at the press conference, that you know, it's okay for the teams that don't really need to worry about the 13th of May. We have to worry about it. Cavan have to worry about it. Galway and Mayo have to worry about it. But I mean, for the, you take the likes of Dublin, the likes of Kerry, probably they don't have to worry about it. And so it's more it's difficult from our point of view, and it's something that will need to be looked at in terms of where the games.
Because Jim McGuinness always said it took him a 4 week block of training to get ready for a big game.
Well, you have to, Tom, absolutely, and that was always our plan. We had to get that block in, to be quite honest. And you know, it's difficult when you're trying to train, maybe, and even though we would have lads in on Saturday morning doing a light session, you know, some players didn't play for their clubs after maybe the first three matches because they picked up niggles or knocks, and it's just, I mean, on medical advice or on physio advice that they didn't play on the Sunday in the league. I mean, Hughie alluded to it there, like, yeah, if he was fit to play, he'd play, and that's the bottom line on it. And but yeah, it's just something that needs to be looked at in terms of, you know, the bigger picture, where teams are out. You know, can you afford just to wipe out the month of April and have a really important championship match 13 days later?
Obviously, the new Super 8 format this year as well, that's obviously something that Donegal want to achieve. Is that become a bigger objective now than maybe winning Ulster?
To get to the Super 8s, winning Ulster is the first
one sure ticket.
Yeah, one sure ticket, and that's got to be our target. It's got to be an Ulster title, and you know that the road starts next Sunday, and you know it's going to be a long road because we have to go, start in preliminary. We're not looking past Sunday, but yeah, we want to be in the Super 8s, no doubt about it, and the straightest road to that is. This three Ulster championship.
Have you a team in your head?
Listen, you're always fairly close to what you want to put out, and you know, things can change. We still have a session or two to go beforehand, and we will look at certain things, but now we're more or less 95% of the way there now, and so hopefully, you know, all the players come through and that ready to go on Sunday.
What's the good feeling?
Listen, to me, I think we're in a decent place. We have to perform now. I think the lads have trained really, really well. We know the challenges is coming, but if we can get that performance to the levels that we know we can, then, yeah, we have a decent chance.